Ja, pak to ładne kolory, coś to wypłaty. Float slash islands and lost in the hopes of you. Animators and studios to create ideas of new branded nodded model. They also collaborated with the rock group the Jab Five, known for the 1961 hit My True Story, and contribute to the channel's distantly a cappella jingle on 9 October 1st, 1984. The new brand made it on air debut and was effectively used in tandem with the 1981 Ping Pong logo. The design was completely phased out in the early 1985, following the rebrand. Nickelodeon's viewership increased significantly. Leading to it becoming the highest rated U.S. United States cable channel amongst children. By mid-1985, Nickelodeon would remain dominating channel and children's program for 26 years, even with an increased competition from other children's cable channels such as Disney Channel. Cartoon Network around that time. In Cartoon Network. Around this time, it also began promoting itself as the first kids network due to its status as the first American cable network aimed at children. After A&E became a separate 24-hour channel in January 1985, Nickelodeon ran test promos for their daylight shows. During off-air hours before becoming a 24-hour channel itself in June. Some cable stations provide programs from niche cable television service that had no room on systems aired on inner space. Pitman, Tass, Ladyboy, with developing program for the late evening and overnight time slot. To help with ideas, Ladyboy and enlisted Stibbert and Goodman, who considered the idea of classic television block mode after the greatest hits of all time. Oldies radio format after being presented with over 200 episodes of Donna Rachel on July 1st, 1985. The block known as Nick and Knight was launched on Nickelodeon. And immediately aired from 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. Eastern Standard and Pacific Time. On July 18th, 1985, Warner AMAX made the decision to revisit MTV, Nickelodeon, and the newest launch Video Hits 1 VH1 into the MTV Network company, which had just been made public. On August 9th, Warner Commissions announced that it had bought America Express remaining stock in Warner's AMAX for $450 million. On August 26, Warner announced that it will sell 30% of MTV's and 19% of Showtime shows the movie channel to Viacom, who already owned half of the latter's company under agreement with Warner. Viacom later fully equipped both MTV and Showtime, the movie channel, for $326 million in November, adding Warner's venture into children's television until it acquired future Nickelodeon competitors Cartoon Network in 1996. In 1988, the network aired the inaugural Kids' Choice Awards, previously airing a year earlier as the Big Ballot, a telecast in vein of the People's Choice Awards, in which viewers select their favorites in television, music, movies, and sports, and also introduce Nick Jr., an education program block for preschoolers' age children, which replaced Pinwheel's block. Laybourne, even born. Laybourne was named the first president of Nickelodeon after spending 5 years as vice president. On June 7th, 1999, on June 7th, 1999, Nickelodeon opened Nickelodeon Studios, a television production facility and attached at Universal Studios Florida in Atlanta, where many of its sitcoms and game shows were filmed. It also entered into a multi-million dollar marketing agreement with Pizza Hut, which provide the new children's publicly Nickelodeon magazine for free at particular restaurants. 1991 slash 1998 Golden Age, established an original animation and explosion antiscripts program. On August 11th, 1991, Nickelodeon debuted the new Nicktoons brand with first original animated series, Dive, Lovemax, and Rem and Stimpy Show. The development of those programs, marketing, and reversed the network's status as it had previously refusing to promote weekly animated show series due to possibly high production costs. The three series found success by 1992, resulting in the creation of Nickelodeon's fourth Nicktoons, Rocko's Modern Life, in 1993, which also became a success for, which also became a success. Doug and Ren and Stimpy, and the Ren and Stimpy Show both ended production around 1995. Although Doug will be revamped by Disney as part of ABC's Saturday morning lineup in 1999. Lovemax, on the other hand, returned from hiatus in 1997. On August 15th, 1992, the network established its Saturday schedule by 2 hours, with a launch of a prime time block as SNICK, which aired from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Over the years, SNICK became home to shows such as Okay, Are You Afraid of the Dark? And Calusa Explains It All. The success of the Saturday primetime block led Nickelodeon to expand its program into primetime on other nights in 1996, with the extension of its broadcast days to 8:30 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time, later extended to 9 p.m. from 1999 to 2009. On Saturdays to Friday nights in 2004, the SNICK block was reformatted as a Saturday edition of TNIC, which had debuted on Saturday evenings on March 4th, 2001. The Saturday night block continues today and was not officially branded from 2009 to 2012. When that Gonna See Saturdays brand was adapted for Saturday mornings and prime time block, the TNIC block, with its spelling altering to TNIC, has since been used on the sister's channel known as The End. In March 1993, the channel enlisted viewers to come up with new logo shapes for channels' IDs. The design chose a cup, a balloon, a gear, a rocket, and top, amongst other shapes, were mainly 3D renders, and they viewed along a new graphic package in June. After a 3-year habit since following its suspension in 1990, Nickelodeon resumed publicly of Nickelodeon's magazine under pay/subscription model in June 1993. In May 1993, Nickelodeon partnered up with Sony Wonder to release episodes compilations of the network's program on VHS, which became top sellers. After Paramount Pictures became its sister's company, with its 1994 published by Vincom, Nickelodeon switched its distribution to Paramount House Entertainment, who re-released Nicktoons compilations on VHS. Excuse me, till October and December 1994. Nickelodeon sold a significant package of Halloween and Christmas themes Nicktoon episodes to television stations across the United States in conjunction. Then, new corporate related Paramount Domestated Television, I Hate Reading. In 1994, Nickelodeon launched the Big Help, a program invented to encourage activity in environmental presented by children. That same year, Nickelodeon reviewed You Can't Do That on television from its scheduling after 13 years, and later debuted the new comedy sketch All of That, which will go on to launch the careers of several actors and actresses, including Kel Thomas and Kel Mitchell. Ken Thomas and Kel Mitchell, Amanda Bynes, and really, I didn't even know she was, Jamie Lee Spears. And the creep Dan Schneider, one of the show's executive producers, will go on to create several hits live action series for Nickelodeon, includes Kanan and Kel, The Amanda Show, Postman Offs of All That, Drake and Josh, Zero 101, iCarly, and Victorious. Also, in 1994, Nickelodeon debuted his fourth Nicktoons, Owl Monsters, which will also become a hit on the network. Herbert was named president of Nickelodeon, succeeding Leiborn. On April 29th, 1996, Nick at Night launched the TV spinoff channel, TV Land, an extension of the block's oldies format. The channel's name was derailed from one of Nick at Night's original slogans and 1997, Arch became president of film and television entertainment for Nickelodeon. Before leaving, becoming president of Icon, TNN later, Spike TV in 2003. Alright, we're done. Ugh, we're out of here.